was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today. 6 after 7. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number to get a hold of us, and feel free just to call in to say hello or share your thoughts for today. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Looks like it's going to be a wonderful day today, Bad Bob.
Well, define wonderful, abundant sunshine and a high of 106. 110 tomorrow on Thursday will be up into the triple teens at 112 plus here in Redding. Winds will be up around 10 miles an hour, meaning high fire danger. Some clouds will move in on Friday, dropping the temperature a couple of degrees. No good rain in sight, although we're looking at thunderstorms on the weekend, which could result in some lightning starts. Right now in Redding, we are already at 80 degrees. A report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, a veteran-owned business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Senior and veterans discounts, give them a call at 365-3793. And Bad Bob, the reason that it's going to be a great day is consider the alternatives. Figure out where you could be. I mean, are you sitting in an air-conditioned studio? Do you drive an air-conditioned Jeep? Well, of course it's air-conditioned. You just drive fast, and all that wind blows on you. You go to, I mean, come on. I mean, when you think about it, where, you know, you could be in some pretty horrible places right now, right?
There are horrible places.
How would
places.
You like to be, like, just sitting on the street right now today? This is one of those days that our homeless population is sitting, you know, there's no sitting or lying, do they? And wonder if they even have a place to go to.
Or would you wish to? No. Well, yesterday when I went to the post office, there was a cardboard hooch perched up against the side of the government building with about 5 or 6 individuals taking their repose in the cool grass.
Yeah. Yes. I heard there was tents and everything out.
Tents on your tax dollars at work, sir.
Well, you know, it's a type of thing that, anyway, hey, this portion of the show, Shasta Regional Medical Center, in business for over 70 years, is ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row in their cardiac unit, and is in the top 50 in the nation, not just in Shasta County. This is in the nation. Shasta Regional, treating people well. Mary Lake, Record Range, and Lead. It's in the paper today. We had Walt McNeil, their attorney, on talking about this on the 21st of July. So you can just go on back. If you did not hear that show, you need to go back and listen to it. Mr. McNeil lays out why the problem is there and why this is such a problem with the lead. Saying it's hazardous material. Now your property has hazardous material on it. Now you have to divulge that when you're getting ready to sell the house. It could be dangerous for the kids. Now, of course, the Shasta County Police Officer Association does not believe that. And we invited on their spokesman, who is still, their attorney is down in Oakland, I guess, is in trial. We still want to have them on and give their side of it. There has been studies done of the water out there, and they don't find any lead in there of any amounts to be considered dangerous at all. But there is a lot of lead laying out in the ground out there. I think you would have to figure out, though, when you're building a house and where there's been a range for, you know, for 60 years, that you would have to think that there may be bullets out there. But you know what, Bob? People don't think about that. You've got a range out here, and there's going to be noise. It's okay. So they have to sign a piece of paper saying there's going to be noise. Would you think about anything else? Seriously, would you think about, oh, I have to worry about bullets coming into my property or, you know, now? Or would I have to worry about, gosh, you know, where'd all that lead go? Where'd all those bullets go? Oh, gosh, I'm building on top of it. Would you really think about that?
Well, I would now because of having lived in San Diego where they had Tierra Santa, a big problem, where mm-hmm. they had literally 40-millimeter shells buried in the ground, and the running joke was you did your gardening with a minesweeper.
Well, okay. Now, that may be a little bit different, all right? But I'm just thinking about if you were moving into an area up here, there's a range. It's been in there. Yes, okay, I have to sign. Okay, it's noise. It's not all the time. There's noise. Would you think that there would be a hazardous material type of problem you're having?
Generally, no, that wouldn't be the top.
No, that wouldn't be something. I mean, how many people ask if you're in a flood zone?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, am I in a flood zone? Am I in there? Am I on the edge of the San Andreas Fault here? But see, that's why they have these things where you have to tell people. You have to, you know, you have to reveal that type of information. Whoever sold the houses to these people did not reveal that for a variety of reasons, mainly because they didn't know it was a problem, they didn't know it was a hazard or any of this. But it is now. Now, is it dangerous? I've heard from both sides. One side says no, it's not dangerous. There's not enough in there. The percentages are extremely, extremely low. The other side says, oh no, this is it's bad enough that it has to either be cleared, or if it's not cleared, then we need to be remunerated. You either have to clear this lead off our property, and that's the other thing too, is how can you prove all the lead came from the range?
Hmm.
I mean, it would.
That would be strictly by inference.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, okay, there's a range here. It's been shooting for 60 years. Yeah, okay, maybe that's the reason it's there.
But people used to go out in the foothills and shoot all the time. Before Enterprise was incorporated, there was a lot of jackrabbit hunting went on over there. You go out to Keswick right now, you can probably, Anderson, right there in Anderson, a quarter mile from the high school, I'm not making this up, okay. Used to be an open pit, default shooting range, and everybody, when I was in my 20s, everybody went down there and shot half a mile from the high school. It's right where the aqueduct crosses the road that heads out there towards Olinda and stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody gave it two thoughts. Of course, that was in the days when you could show up a high school with a shotgun in your rifle rack because you were going to go duck hunting after the school. Nobody cared.
Or you've been dove hunting that day.
Yeah.
And we just went to school after that.
Yeah. Nobody cared. Now, oh, man, you let a gunshot go off within a mile of that school.
If you have a gun within a mile of the school,
the freak would begin.
You know, you can't even wear a T-shirt with a gun on it. So
you can't even make the little L thing with your thumb and forefinger.
You can't take your little pop-up, you know, little toaster pop-up when you're in kindergarten and bite it into the shape of a gun or you're suspended.
Have we completely lost our perspective?
We have completely lost our perspective. Yesterday, I said something about the when people are taking their citizenship, they're taking their citizenship pledge. Where they pledge allegiance to the country and bear true faith and allegiance to the same, defend this country. Well, they've taken a portion out of that for newly arrived. People are new citizens, and
this is going to tick me off.
Well, no, they've taken out the part about defending the country with, you know, armed, you know, to join the army. They've taken that part out, and they have another part in there, and they said you don't have to have religious objections or any of these things. They just took it out, and they've got another part in there. And I said yesterday, and I got this email from Walter. I don't know who Walter is, but I appreciate it, Walter. He said, hey, wait, you're just saying stuff. You're just passing stuff around. You hear, you know, it causes consternation. I realize you're editorializing. You're not a reporter. But, and he was, you know, I understood his concern. Well, I had read that, and I then found it for him, and I sent it to him. And he understands where the thing came from. And, you know, people can do an alternative type service. But it wasn't clear in there that they would have to do that either. But they've taken that part out. Hmm. And, of course, the Air Force has taken the part out. You don't have to say this, you know, the part, so help me God, in the oath. You know, the Air Force has just said, well, if you know, if you don't believe in that, you don't have to say that.
Well, they don't get to say, so help me, whoever.
No, they don't. They just leave that whole part out. No, it's not. So help me, Sarah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Have you watched Orange is the New Black?
No. It's not popped up on my... I heard it's an excellent series.
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
Which is turning out some pretty good content lately.
Well, this is... I don't know which channel it's on, but it's on Netflix. And Linda was hooked on it. She's gone through all this, the whole series now, as she has done on a couple others, you know, that we watch. But this one, Orange is the New Black...
It's actually an original series.
From Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, again, then that's like House of Cards. Then it's like House of Cards. This is another great series. It's well written. It's about women in a prison, and parts of it are just hilarious. And one of them, I'm saying, you know, Norma. There's one woman who's named Norma, and it's, you know, they've made her into a deity because she doesn't talk, because she has this bad stutter. So a lot of the other girls have made her into a deity, and they found this piece of toast that looks like her, and they made an icon there, and they put it there and made this where they're bringing stuff to it, Skittles, you know, little candles there, you know, and she's sitting there on the bed looking at them. I mean, it's Orange is the New Black. There are parts to it that are a little bit risque, I might ask. Wait, we're going to be right back after these messages. I want to talk about gun-free zones. I've said I'm going to be talking about it for a few days. Well, now I am. I've got a lot of thoughts on gun-free zones, and the fact is, are there gun-free zones? Is there such a thing as a gun-free zone? Find out when we get back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460. 79 degrees out there, going up to 105. 7:17 in the morning here on the 28th of July.
My name is Luke Verhoog, and I graduated from Redding Christian High School last year and then received an academic scholarship to attend a large university in Texas. People thought Texas would be a culture shock for a California kid like me, but Redding Christian Schools prepared me well. Redding Christian follows educational standards required by the state, but what is unique about Redding Christian is that as a private Christian school, they have the freedom to teach kids how important it is to think for themselves. You must learn all sides of an issue, because that is the only way to find the truth and develop your own belief system. And a solid belief system gives you purpose in life. And believe me, in Texas, you are expected to stand strong in your beliefs and know your purpose. Speaking of purpose, that's something else I learned in high school. God wants me to encourage and uplift others, and I'm pretty sure He wants that to be your purpose too. So if you want to encourage and uplift others, I ask you to support Christian education by donating to Redding Christian School to help a local family with their tuition payments. Go to their website at reddingchristianschool.com. Click the donate button to donate online or simply call them at 547-5600.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now. We have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:22 in the morning, 79 degrees out there, going up to 105. Oh, thank you, Chassis Gas Propane, for that weather report. 605-4567 is our phone number. Here today on Tuesday, the 28th, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Anything that you could possibly want in jewelry, the finest quality, estate jewelry, all of it, anything you can imagine at Four Winds Jewelry. Great prices. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Good people, go down and see Leonard. See what he has there. You will not be sorry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Gun-free zones. You ever seen a sign there, Bob?
I have.
What do you do when you see a sign that says gun-free zone?
If it's a place that I have an intention to go into, most of the, I would say 90% of the time, I would respect that.
Right. And take your gun off.
Yeah.
If you were carrying a gun.
For the same reason that I wouldn't that I thought the people who strolled into a Starbucks at Port Arms, you know, brandishing weapons,
stupid,
as it were
stupid.
Stupid.
Unloaded weapons, which is even worse.
But
I'm brandishing my unloaded weapon here just to show you that I can.
And shoving it in people's faces, goes against what I believe in.
In California. It was probably a bunch of anti-gunners that did that. Hey, gun-free zones do not exist, my friends. Do not exist. Gun-free zones. You can put up all the signs. You can make laws. You can tell people not to do it. You can, make proclamations. You can say anything you want. They do not exist, except maybe in some very small areas that are heavily guarded. Maybe the White House is a gun-free zone. We've known people that got in there with knives, but gun-free zone, say the White House. Maybe private estates where somebody's got unlimited money and lots of guards around. Maybe there. For the average American, there is no such thing. There is no such thing as a gun-free zone. And we have proven this tragically over and over and over again in Virginia at that college where there 30 people were killed. And, of course, in Columbine, in Sandy Hook, in just lately in Charleston, Memphis. And I'm sorry, Chattanooga, and then in Louisiana, all of these places, Denver, all of these places, I can go on, and they're tragedies, but most of these places were gun-free zones.
And all the laws in the world would not alter that.
It doesn't make any difference, because the only people that pay attention to laws are law-abiding citizens. Crazies, terrorists, paranoids, haters, they don't pay attention to signs. They get a gun somehow. One of them got it by killing his mom and taking her gun. Others they bought them legally. Others have stolen them, been given as gifts, whatever. But they still are going to get a gun. But when they do, and they go into a place, going into a movie theater where everybody's sitting there, and there's one way in and one way out most of the time. There's sometimes you've got another way out. And this person stands up, I'll say he because up to now it's almost been always men, stands up and he starts shooting. Now, you're not going to prevent this. Well, you can put security guards in there, okay? Unless you're going to put a security guard in every theater and every movie inside the theater.
And make everybody walk through a metal detector.
And make everybody walk through metal detectors. And then, or at a school where you put a security officers on each floor and, you know, and they, and, in, you know, three or four of them in different places, you know, circulating. And then you're, I mean, you're giving a really a bad connotation here. But even if you did that, an active shooter may be able to shoot four, five, six times or unload a shotgun, whatever it is, before any law-abiding, before the security gets there. The only thing security will do in most cases, like police, will be there afterwards to try to mitigate the damage that's being done. There is no gun-free zone, and this is where we need to talk about. If there's no gun-free zones, then take down the signs. Just take down the signs. You know there's no gun-free zone. Citizens can arm themselves. Citizens should arm themselves. Going into a theater and relying on the goodness of people works in 99% of the times. It does. I mean, how many times have you been in theaters, Bob, in your lifetime? Yeah. Thousands? Thousands of times?
Yeah.
As have rest of us. Has there ever been an incident except maybe too much butter on the popcorn?
The exception of the loudmouth three rows over, no.
Right. Somebody's
or the crying texting. Baby.
The crying baby. That, you know what? Frankly, that's the biggest problem I've ever had. A crying baby on the same row, who may seem to think is that that baby's going to eventually quiet down by the time the second hour has rolled through. but they were wrong. So you have that. But you don't have gun-free zones. I think it's just, you know, as soon as I see a gun-free zone, I start getting, you know, frankly, it worries me. It starts worrying me when I see a gun-free zone because I'm thinking it's some crazy out there, some terrorist, somebody there that wants to make a statement. He's looking, oh, gun-free zone. That means I can just shoot away. Nothing's going to happen. Well, not so fast. Arming yourself, arming the population, well-armed population, stand up for themselves. You know, oh gosh, but all the, oh, you know what? Look at these. They're not trained enough. They're not trained enough to use these guns. Well, maybe some aren't, but maybe most are. The bottom line is,
I've been to see.
would you rather be sitting someplace and this individual walks in and starts shooting, and the only thing you can do is say, "Man, I wish I'd taken that class," or "Man, I wish I hadn't left my gun in the car," or "Gee, maybe he won't shoot me. Maybe he'll skip over me. Gosh, I hope he doesn't shoot my wife." All of these things, you know, gun-free zones. It's impossible. They don't work. Why even have them?
Yeah.
It's just to make people feel good. If that's the case, you know, why don't we just outlaw? I tell you what, let's just outlaw felons and terrorists and mental problems from ever having guns. Oh, we have.
Yeah,
we have done that.
Let's just pass laws against crazy, against people who would do violence. We can pass laws against.
How about this? Let's pass laws about not shooting people.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's out there too. It's just kind of, you know, it kind of, it. I just saw this the other day, you know, the four Marines and a sailor and a gun-free zone for guys that are trained to use guns.
And they were sitting
up. And they were sitting up like that, and because they're on independent duty, and trust me, they're all over. And did you know what somebody said? Well, maybe they shouldn't wear those uniforms when they're recruiting. Excuse me. They wore those uniforms in the middle of combat from the Civil War, from the Revolutionary War. Up until now, and you're saying maybe they shouldn't wear a uniform? They wear them in combat against the bad guys. They can't wear them in their own country of America? What? Whose stupid idea was that?
Boy, that's a clueless individual.
Oh. Maybe they ought to say something like, well, maybe we should arm those guys. Or maybe we should provide security for those young men and women that are out there. Anyway, gun-free zones, non-existent, never have been. Anybody that wants to break the law is going to do that. The question is do you protect yourself?
Yeah.
If the police are not going to be there, I believe it is up to you to follow the rules and the law. Get your concealed carry.
Yeah.
It's up to you to defend yourself.
I like the bumper sticker that says I carry 3 days a week. Figure out which three.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield business can do? That's right. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, by the way, he guarantees his work. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Over 24 inches in length. Jeff can fix them. Head on down to 3208 Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day. Oh, hi there, little fella.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey there, little fella. 7:33 in the morning, 80 degrees out there.
How many of us grew up listening to that in associated songs?
I didn't. 80 degrees, 105 today at the high, 73 to the low today, and tomorrow's going to get hotter than that. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
You were field stripping pistols at the age of 7, you know?
Well, I mean, just how long has Bert and Ernie been around, though? I mean, it's been like the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Well, 70s. Let's think about it. Where was I in the 70s? In 1970, I matriculated at Parris Island, South Carolina, at boot camp.
Having fun.
There with all my buddies. Yeah. Got to march, and we never got to sit down and watch Bert and Ernie. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by But Having a Good Time. Is Wind River Resort and Casino and Elements Lounge on August the 6th. an auspicious day, the day after a birthday of one of my favorite people, is going to be Lady Bot and the Bluebirds singing from 7 to 9. I tell you what, Linda and her group are just blasting it out there. And they sing from 7 to 9 on Thursday, August the 6th, the first Thursday of every month. Get there a little bit early. And they have Romance on the River. They have the special menu, which includes a $21 steak and lobster special, which is just outstanding. They get there with your friends, dancing, good times, happy hour, all of this. And Elements, which is a non-smoking part of the 70% of Wind River is non-smoking, and Elements is leading the way on that. Elements Lounge and Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August the 6th, give them a call, 243-3377. Come on down and join us. Have a great time. We're going to celebrate my birthday down there. Okay, we are here with Melanie, Corey? Melanie, yeah. Corey. Okay, I'm sorry, Melanie. I just wrote it, and I couldn't read. I wasn't dead. Was that an R? Yeah, Melanie Corey from KIXE, because you guys are on the super, super pledge drive, which is a way for us not to have to watch Pledge Drive.
Exactly, yeah. So
you need to explain that.
What we're doing is we normally have a Pledge Drive in August, right, where you're watching your favorite show. Maybe it's a, like, 60s music show, and then all of a sudden, right after your favorite song, they stop you for, like, 10 minutes and ask you to call in and pledge to support the station. Well, we know that people like to watch their shows without interruption. So what we're offering is if people donate to the station now, in the next 2 weeks, for every $3,000 we raise, we will cancel one of those nights of our pledge drive.
So if you don't want to watch a bunch of people that you know, and ordinarily you like, except when they're on during the pledge drive, and then they become not your friends. They become, hey, I know them. They're really nice people. Why are they doing this to me? Type thing, right?
Exactly, right. So if you just want to sit on your couch and watch Lawrence Welk or whatever show it is all the way through, then we just encourage you to call in to the station.
Did you hear that sound there, Bob?
No, I did in fact hear that. I heard that sound, too.
Yeah, that was me just doing
that. Abusing your equipment.
Abusing the equipment there. Hey, you know, do you listen to Lawrence Welk?
When I was growing up, I did a lot, but that was only because of my dad.
When every time I'd go visit my grandmother, we'd watch Lawrence Welk. It was really, they enjoyed it. But, you know, one of the things is the only place you can get Lawrence Welk.
That's right.
KIXE.
And people love it. Whenever we take it off, we just get flooded with phone calls of where's
Lawrence
weird?
Welk. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't been around for, 30 years? Something like that? It's got to be. Anyway, but see, here's the thing about KIXE, my friends. Over 50 years here.
Mm-hmm.
Like your 51st year or something like that?
Right. The anniversary was October, so we're in the 50th year right now.
Okay. We're in the 50th year. You're going to get programming you don't get anywhere else. You don't get it on, you're not going to get it on any other channels because there is programming, it's just not offered anywhere else. You have the History Channel, you have the Discovery Channel, you have all this, but there's the selections that you get on KIXE on your public television are not found anywhere else. And for how much to join?
Well, we have – what we did for this special thing is we broke it out by times. So if you want to sponsor, say, 15 minutes, it's only $32. Or if you say, hey, I can eliminate a half hour, then that would be $63. But – you know, of course, people can do the whole day if someone wants to give us $3,000. But it's all there on the website. The typical basic membership is $60 a year, which breaks down to about $5 a month. That's what a lot of people do. But because we're doing this special thing, you can actually pick how many hours you want to try and eliminate.
Okay. So if you want to eliminate all commercials, it's only going to cost you this much money.
And I might add that over the years, KIXE has produced some excellent local programming, and I'd like to see that kind of kick back up into high gear.
How many local programs do y'all have?
Well, we have a talk show every Thursday at 7:30, which I believe Linda has guest hosted on. It's called The Forum, right, where we highlight good
Ashley
news
Tate.
Stuff.
Ashley Tate.
Mm-hmm. And Christy Largent.
And Christy
Largent.
Uh-huh.
And we just started filming a new show. We're going to aim at retirees. It's going to start in the fall. And that will also be on Thursdays is what we're hoping. And then we have We just did a Salute to Veterans show this May, right around Memorial Day, where we had the whole Enterprise High School orchestra in playing patriotic music, and we had veteran service officers and people coming in talking about veteran services in Northern California.
I was dubbing some tapes the other day for Lou White, in fact, and some old episodes of Stage 9, things like that. I would love to see something like that start up again. And the equipment's cheaper than ever, so, you know, hint, hint.
I know.
You could be running music. You could have River City music on the weekends. Not that hard to produce.
Right.
Set up three cameras, and you get your band in there. Let them play for an hour.
Oh, people would love it. Yeah.
Well, I think that's one of the things that KIXE should do is have live shows and make it easy for people. What are the rates there? Because it's not free. But, you know, what are the rates to put it on? Is there grants to do that? Those kind of things. But the main part, though, is if we want to continue to have the public TV or the KIXE, that we have to support it. So you can either join it through the $60 for a membership, or you go do it through during pledge drives.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing is, you know, we have... Obviously, as a PBS member station, we have to pay PBS about $400,000 a year to get that programming and to be an affiliate. And so then if we want local programming, then we just have to raise above and beyond that, right, so that we can do things in the studio. So
$400,000 to PBS, huh?
Mm-hmm. To be an
affiliate.
And they
pull some tax money besides.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, so... How do people give you money, Melanie?
Oh, there's lots of ways. So they can either go to our website, which is kixe.org, and it's all there. So if you want to do, say, a quarter of a day for $750, you just click on the little button. Or you can always call 243-5493. Or, of course, there's lots of people who still like to mail a check. And so we are at 603 North Market Street up in Reading.
There's all different ways of taking money. You can just stop by and take your collection of ancient quarters and drop them off there?
Well, I don't know about, yeah.
Okay. Trust me, Melanie, take everything they're going to give you.
Oh, there. Yes.
Okay. And it's starting right now, and it's going to go for how long?
For 2 weeks. And so by August 7th, if we haven't... hit that, then we're going to start the normal pledge drive. So if you want to eliminate the drive, you only have 2 weeks to call in and donate.
Okay. All right. KIXE has got their own little pledge thing going here. Is you don't want pledge drives? Well, give us the money early.
Exactly.
You can pay us now, or you can suffer later.
I shouldn't say suffer.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just kidding around here. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having us on. Oh, thank you.
Well, we just want another 50 years here. Okay, hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460.
Starts with C. Let's think of other things that start with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
This is Jonathan Anderson, director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local whole food store.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda is on assignment today. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday's assignment day. 7:46 in the morning. 80 degrees out there and going up higher. It's going to go up to 105 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Way to get cool. Head on down to Holiday Harbor. They've got 25% off the month of July. So you got another, gosh, got to the end of the week here. And then you get to on models, select models they have out there, and go on out, get in the lake, enjoy yourself, cool off, have a great time. You know, they've got anything that you can drive, pull, tow, or swim off of, and paddle. They've got it all right there. Holiday Harbor, give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. All right, during the break, I asked Bob, have you ever heard of the show Naked and Afraid? And Bob goes, no. And I said, well, look it up. So Bob is looking it up, and he is laughing. There is a show on TV.
You remember when the Discovery Channel was all about education?
Yeah, well, this is education, all right. Naked and Afraid is a story they take two people that don't even know each other, a man and a woman. They strip them of all their clothes. They get to bring a couple, I think, some fire-making stuff and a pot to cook water in or something like that, knife. And they set them out in these different places in the world. I mean, it could be a swamp. It could be a mangrove island. It could be in Africa. That was one of my favorite ones. They throw them out in Africa. And you name it, they've put them there. And these people have to survive for 30 days. Well, I tell you, what you find out most of the time is that those big, tough, buff guys are just, you know, those girls just run rings around them. But here's the thing. Have we come to this where, I mean, where it's Naked and Afraid is a reality show that gets big ratings? I mean, they don't show them naked. You know, they got all these little blurry spots all over them all
they
the time.
They pixel them up.
Yeah, but the other things they have, though, of course, is they've got injuries out there. You know, at a certain point, they've had no food, and they're afraid they're going to die, so the producers step in. One guy drove a thorn into his foot. He said, I'm not quitting. And the producers wanted to pull him off get him off the set because of the infection that was running into his leg. And then the woman that's with him says, I'm not leaving. It's an interesting thing. I don't think I have watched an entire one. I have not watched one, but now I see they're having like the Survivor, like the All-Star Survivor, Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid All-Stars or something to that effect. I just said, what are these? And then there's another one. It was called, I've never seen it, but it's called Naked Dating. How do you date somebody? You meet them and you're naked. I mean, where do they find people like this?
Generally, I think most people would wait until about the third or fourth date, but that's beside the point. But yeah.
It used to be the film they showed at Johnny's every Saturday night, Naked and Afraid. Thank you, Jarhead. At least we knew where you were on Saturday nights. Sungloss says, I think it's all a fake. And she's, I hate that show. I think it's all a fake. It could be. It could be a fake, I guess. But, when they throw them out there, of course, there's a cameraman out with them. Now, reality shows. You want to know what reality show is my favorite right now?
And I don't, what's that?
Well, besides this place, this is a reality show. You know what? We could have sold this reality show. We could have been in the sixth year of a reality show right now. And people would just be, oh, my God. It's called Alone. Now, this one is a true, to me, it's kind of a true reality show in the sense that you even know reality shows. And that is, they took these 10 guys and they put them on this island up in Canada that has one of the highest populations of black bear, cougars, and wolves in this. And these guys are by themselves. They separate them by miles. And they give them, I think, 15 pieces of survival gear. And they've got to stay there. And the one who stays the longest wins $500,000. Okay, and by the end of the first day, they lost somebody. And these guys, these are people they picked. And, this guy that left after the first day or that night got terrified because of all the sounds around him. And he was a policeman.
Urbanite.
And an urbanite. And called, hey, get me out of here. And then others that had bear poop all around his camp when he came back. And that was it for him. Mm. One guy lost his fire starter. And without fire, you can't boil water. You can't do anything. So he quit. But now they're down to like four guys. And it's been like, 2.5 weeks at this point. But they're by themselves. They have the camera themselves that they have. So they're filming themselves. And they get, they're finished now. They're back and all this has been edited. But they're by themselves. They've got a satellite phone when they need help to get out of there.
Yeah.
And then the people come after them. But it's a, that to me, if you want to talk reality show, and you get a couple of those, like, survival shows, the guy's out there by himself, his own little cameras, little camera stick there so he can be a little bit further away.
Little selfie stick, yeah.
But these guys are, they're having to survive in this area by themselves. And, now the isolation is playing on them. And now they're starting. Some of them are starting to act really strange.
Well, Navy pilots, I know, have been doing this for years. Where they'd take them out to a little island somewhere up in the San Juans or Puget Sound and dump them off and say, "We'll be back in 2 weeks."
Hey, let's go to the phones, Coach Bob.
Hey, I always wondered if those cameramen were naked and afraid as well. It seems only fair that. But they never show the camera.
They never show the camera.
The other.
And that's the other thing, too, because these people are trying to get, they're trying to get food and water and all this so they can live, right? Well, the cameraman's sitting there. He's got water. Or whoever.
Darn right. He does.
And the producer is there with the sound. They've got water. They've got food. So the other people don't. At what point are they, they crawl over to him and beg for food or something? And how much of that is, hey, we got, we have to make this thing last longer. Okay, here's some water. But in this... You can't tell anything about reality shows because once it's filmed, they can cut it any way they want it.
Well, didn't they bust Bear Grylls because it turned out that he'd been out here in the middle of nowhere and spent the night in a hotel? I remember that about a year ago. Yeah.
That could be.
If I'm in the middle of darkest Africa, I want to have a Hilton right by me. So.
Hey, my idea of camping out is no room service, Coach. That's my idea of roughing it.
Living like homeless. Okay, I get it. Yeah. Hey, last final word on Home Depot and veterans discounts. I wrote a nasty email to the company.
Okay.
And they responded, said they'd check into it. And they did. And they wrote back and said, yes, that's our rule nationwide. You have to be service-connected disability or be a federal holiday.
Well,
I thought maybe somebody was just pulling a local stunt here, but no, that's their rule nationwide.
Okay.
So at least they wrote back.
At least they wrote back. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, we don't care if you're a veteran. We don't care if you're a veteran.
Well, it just kills me that, three blocks away is Lowe's, and they're in direct competition. They sell basically the same stuff.
Yeah.
And they usually have a we'll match anybody's identical price. Well, are you going to knock off the 10%?
Just going a 5-minute drive could save you $100.
Sounds like a campaign, Coach.
Yeah. You know, you should go back and tell him that in Reading.
I did tell him that. I told him, you know, I had to buy a swamp cooler for a customer, and those things were on $700. Well, that was $70.
There you go.
$70.
Vote with your feet. Don't give us lip service. Give us.
Yep.
Give us
and
service.
My wallet.
There you go.
Very dear to me.
Thank you, Coach Bob.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Bat Bob. I just wanted to tell you, you're talking about reality shows, and you're missing the best one that's produced here out of Reading.
Oh, okay.
We haven't seen it yet because it's not due till 2016, but it's called Best Bottle. And the first
What's it called?
It's called Best Bottle.
Best Bottle?
And Best Bottle, and it's produced here in Reading by Krager. The CEO is Krager. And it's the first show will be about Oregon versus California producing the best bottle of wine. I think next season is Australia and New Zealand. But I think that's a person that you ought to get on your show, Carl, because that's my kind of reality show, how to make wine.
There you go, kiddo. Good idea. I thought you were going to tell me you were out there walking the trail, naked and afraid.
Oh, no. Not naked, but afraid,
but,
yeah. No,
afraid, yes. Naked, no. Okay.
But also, you got to tell Linda, I love Orange Is the New Black. If you haven't watched it, even my husband tolerates it, I think. But
well, you know what I have? I find myself, I'm not going to watch this. And then I kind of like, I see it. And then next thing I know, I'm sitting down. So there you go. That's it. It's very well written, and it's funny. I mean, in so many ways, it's funny. In other ways, it's when they do those flashbacks of how those people got into jail, it's just remarkable.
Well, I think, you know, whether it represents a jail of today, I don't know. It seems to me there are a lot more hardcore people in it, but. It's just entertaining, and I think it's going to be a cult thing, and women love it.
Yep.
So, yeah, have it, watch it. You know, indulge yourself with your wife.
There you go.
So it's not like Caged Heat or any of those.
It's better than Caged Heat. More nudity. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, Ruth, thank you very much. Be careful out there.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
Can I interject very quickly?
Sure.
It's an interesting trend in the entertainment industry that right now the top shows are not on television, are not being produced by the networks. They're being produced by HBO, all these.
Well, they can turn it loose.
Non-network groups.
They can turn this loose, and it's just like being here. You got the FCC. If you wanted to kind of go into the shock jock kind of stuff and start saying certain words, I mean, you can do that, but you just can't do it via the FCC. They will shut you down in a second. And even though they've loosened it up a lot, they still can't do the things that you can get on paid cable. There's just nothing you can do about that. Naked and Afraid, if it was on like Showtime or HBO, would just be no pixelating.
Yeah.
It would just be out there. So, yeah. And, you know, and I'm glad. There's got to be a bastion someplace where you can sit down with your kids and watch TV. Unfortunately, maybe it is off Netflix where you can actually choose the shows. Because, you know, it's like this.
There are shows that
used to be on at 9 o'clock at night because it was meant for adults. They're now being played from 5 o'clock on because they're in this rerun type thing. And try to explain certain things that go on Two and a Half Men or some of these shows. I mean, what does that mean?
Well, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, those kind of things. Yeah. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. Got to go out for the news. But this portion of the show, and I think it's appropriate since we've been talking about gun-free zones and how they don't work, is Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. Just because there's some people out there walking around without guns doesn't mean that you have to walk around without a gun. Concealed carry classes are taught there. John Bastiani and his shop have got everything you could possibly want when it comes to shooting, all the accoutrements, everything. Ammo, guns of all kinds, sales going on, everything you can possibly imagine, gunsmithing. Gunsmithing is one of their specialties, but their real specialty is customer service. John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222.
Okay. Who we got next hour?
We have Haven Humane.
It's Billboard.
Humane is rolling in next time, and they've got a bunch of things they're doing. Of course, we want to talk about protecting our animals in this heat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we just saw last night, 18-month-old baby,
no.
Arkansas.
Oh.
Yeah, and the daddy is a juvenile court judge.
Oh.
And somehow that child was left in that car.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. So this is for everybody out there. It's going to be 105 today, my friends. Be very aware of what you leave in your car, who you leave in your car. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
We have SRN News. I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Some tough words from the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee to cabinet officials trying to sell the Iran nuclear agreement.
If this agreement goes through, Iran gets a cash bonanza, a boost to its international standing, and a lighted path toward nuclear weapons.
California's Ed Roy says the deal guts the economic sanctions that forced Iran to the negotiating table in the first place. The stepfather of one of those two 14-year-olds missing in the Atlantic says they were supposed to stay in a river and not go into the ocean. The mother of one of them is holding out hope.
This isn't new to them. These boys have been doing this. It's not even second nature at this point. It's in their blood. This is something they've prepared for their whole boating life.
Harley Black on NBC's Today Show. The two have been missing since Saturday. The head of a Boy Scout alternative group accuses the Scouts with caving to social pressure by lifting the ban on homosexual adult leaders.
What are we as adults going to say to young people who are trying to teach how to be brave when we as adults don't have the courage to stand up and articulate what we believe and why we believe it, even though it seems to be unpopular?
Don Stemberger is founder and chairman of Trail Life USA. Also at SRNNews.com, a sad ending to the search for a missing 8-year-old California girl after authorities discovered a body in a dumpster at the housing complex where she disappeared.
The body that was discovered appears to be that of a young female, although we have not positively identified her yet. We believe that she is probably Madison Middleton.
Santa Cruz Police Chief Kevin Vogel. The National Transportation Safety Board meeting today to try to determine what caused a Virgin Galactic spaceship to break apart of the Mojave Desert 10 months ago. This is SRN News.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
The National Security Agency will soon stop using millions of Americans' calling records under the NSA's bulk collection program.
Congress passed a law earlier this year ending the NSA program over a 6-month transition period. But officials weren't sure what they would do about records they already had, some going back 5 years. They now say that as of the end of November, those records will no longer be examined in terrorism investigations and will be destroyed as soon as possible. The NSA bulk collection program was made public by former agency contractor Edward Snowden, who leaked the information about its existence. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Authorities in Oregon are investigating suspicious packages that were sent to government buildings around the state. Oregon State Police say some of those packages contained an unknown substance. 4 people dead following a small plane crash at a field near the town of Alden in western Wisconsin. Identities have not been released. This is SRN News. Vice President Joe Biden once called it a third-world airport. Now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's unveiled a $4 billion plan to tear down and rebuild LaGuardia.
The goal is not really
to repair and rebuild a 1939 airport, right? We want an airport that is a state-of-the-art facility. We want a globally renowned airport for the next century that is worthy of the name New York.
Construction is scheduled to begin next year, with the first completed stages opening to the public in 2019. That prison seamstress accused of helping two convicted murderers of escaping a New York prison has waived a right to a grand jury hearing. Authorities say Joyce Mitchell smuggled hacksaw blades and other tools to the two convicts inside frozen hamburger meat. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 28th of July, Tuesday. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Excuse me. I just was having a little Shirley Temple thoughts here, and I was watching a Shirley Temple movie last night. But anyway. How is everybody doing today? It's Tuesday. It's the 28th of July. It's just a great day. It's the last Tuesday of the month. Bad Bob, why don't you hop on to the good ship Lollipop and tell us what
the good news. Sunny and hot. Much warmer than yesterday's. High near 105, 106, depending on where you're at. Overnight low will be in the mid-70s. Wednesday, 110. Thursday, 112 or thereabouts.
Yay!
Yeah.
112?
Yeah.
Come on, that's nothing. We've had hotter. Bob, we've been through hotter
before.
We have,
in fact, had hotter.
Oh, we have. We've had hotter.
Possibility of some thunderstorm activity this weekend, which means definite danger of wildfire. And it's just going to be another rough week, folks, so hang in for it. Right now we're at 81 degrees in Reading, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, where our customers are, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to senior and veterans. Of course, locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 365-3793. Chat room. They come up with these things. Let's blend Best Bottle with Naked Afraid shows. In Shasta County style. You could put it on KIXE. There, that would drive the audience up and get those donations rolling in there.
There's a bridge of topics.
I'm telling you here, this man's on drugs here. Anyway, somebody else said something about, I'm not going to read it. Something about marijuana fields and things like that. I'm not going to read that. You know, we were just talking about Shirley Temple movies. And Shirley Temple was, of course, this huge star back in the 30s. And then by I think she made her last movie in like 1950. So she had, at that point, she was like 23 or 24. Went on to, take care of her family, raised her family, and became a Republican. And ended up, I think it was, wasn't it President Reagan that appointed her as the ambassador to the UN?
Yeah, she was an ambassador for a time.
For a time there. And she just passed away just a couple years ago. But
she went into a quiet life, a public yet quiet life, kind of dropped off the radar. She survived the Hollywood, which is more than could be said for a lot of
She was a child star that moved beyond that. But we were just looking at all of her movies. And of course, when you're little, they're little flouncy, their little curls and all that. And she would talk to her mouth together, and she'd say, ooh. But as she got older and she was making movies, she did that too. Her it was like, ooh, in her mouth. It was almost like she was still talking like she was back when she was 5 or 6. Just a thought. I'm here with Haven Humane CEO. He noticed it. He was talking about it during the break. Mark Story. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Camp Love a Pet, buddy.
Camp Love a Pet, yes.
You know what? It's right here.
It's going on right now, actually.
Right now.
Yeah. I'm kind of
wishing this was on a different day because the kids will be taking out the dogs here in about probably 15 minutes or so. And they'll be down one counselor because I'm not there. So
it's not like a little dog rodeo, though, right? They're all pretty well behaved.
You know, today's,
the chutes open up, and here they come.
Today's day two, so it's closer to a dog rodeo than it is well behaved at this point.
I can see the little 6-year-old girl that's being.
No, there.
She's going. She looks like a surfboard right behind the dog.
No, they're 10 to 15, but some of them do look like surfboards behind the dogs right now. We've got a lot of big dogs in class and a lot of small kids. So yesterday was a. There was a lot of wrangling going on yesterday. It was a lot of fun. Yesterday was a great day.
Dog wrangling.
I told the counselors yesterday. We always kind of sit around and talk after the camp is over each day. And I said, "Man, and, you know, this is my fifth camp as a counselor." And I said, "This is probably the toughest first day for me for dogs, but probably one of the best for kids because we just have a lot of big dogs. So a lot of the dogs required harnesses. We had to fit them for harnesses, and they were pulling a lot." They did good. The kids were great, and there were a lot of. We've got quite a few.
Now, do you have trainers out there with you?
Yeah, we have a lot of staff that's equipped with training stuff and volunteers that have been training for many years. So they all have experience in it. So we've all been trained in clicker training enough to where we know what we're doing with the dogs, and we know the dogs. But yeah, so yesterday was a lot of thick-headed dogs out there.
Well, I know that your concern is for the safety of the children.
Oh, absolutely.
Or the kids. What are their
10
ages?
To 15.
10 to 15. So mm-hmm. your first concern, of course, is for the children and the young teenagers. And then, of course, making sure the dogs are okay.
Yep.
And then, frankly, at that point, the staff, if they get run over, they get run over. But everything else.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have any incidents at all yesterday. Yeah. In fact, I was so impressed with the kids yesterday because – there were a couple dogs that were, a handful. And, normally in first day, we got a couple of kids that are kind of like, "Hey, can I get another dog?" And, you know, we don't do that. It's part of it.
Do you pair them up specifically?
Nope.
I mean, do you do the psychological testing?
Nope.
Or you just, like, draw them out of a hat?
Yeah, we draw them out of a hat, literally. The way we work it is we have all the dogs up on the board already listed, and then we have all the counselors in the groups with each group of dogs. And then the kids come up one at a time, and they pick leashes out of a box, and each leash has a collar on it. We've already fitted the collars with the dog's name on it. And so they go to whatever group that is. So it's completely random. I think in the past they did do it where the kids could pick somehow, but that didn't work very well. So this is great.
What are the size of the dogs from
we've got
5 pounds to 105?
No, I don't think we have any that big. We've got a little dachshund that's probably 15 pounds. And then we go all the way up to probably the biggest one is probably Apollo, maybe Apollo. But we've got some big pitties, some big pit bulls. We've got a beautiful husky. We've got a couple of cattle dogs. We've got a pretty good mix of dogs. A lot of pit bulls because we've got a lot of pit bulls in the shelter right now. But they've been fantastic, and the kids love them. And some of these guys are just they're great.
You brought in pitties here before that are just like little darlings. I mean, they're just they just want to Spencer. What's Spencer giving them? He must have given them something. Because these dogs just look at Spencer with those love in their eyes. I don't know if he just puts gravy on his face and lets him lick it off. Or what's what he does to him. Feeds them McDonald's on the way over. I'm not sure. But they do not get away from him.
Yeah, Spencer's great with the dogs. And, we work with the dogs. And we have volunteers. Thankfully, we have tons of volunteers that come in and work with our dogs on a regular basis. So they all get socialized. In fact, one of the dogs that was here recently, Trisha, who's a great little, she's a pity mix. I would say she's probably more Shepherdy than Pit, but she's a pity mix. She was in the last camp, but she's also in this camp. So we actually have two dogs that are repeat camp dogs. And I would love to tell you that they were the two best dogs yesterday, but unfortunately that's not true. They're both pretty high energy. They did great. And the kids that had them did fantastic, but they were pulling a little bit, but they'll get it again. Well, yeah, camp is a lot of fun. I enjoy camp. It is absolutely my two favorite 2 week periods of the year. I get to set the CEO hat aside and be a counselor from about 8 to 12 Monday through Friday, 8 to 1 a couple times. We take a couple field trips. We go to next Monday, I think it is, we're going to Bella Vista Farms to go visit out there, which is great. They do a little hayride and they get to see some stuff. This Thursday we're going to Turtle Bay, and Turtle Bay helps us out with that. And so we take the kids to Turtle Bay. They see the animal show. They see whatever event they got going on right now. And they have some great – if you haven't gone to Turtle Bay lately, they've got the Mindbender Madness right now, which is really cool. It's one of my favorite events they've had there. So we've gone a couple times.
Well, we had Christy Kidd on yesterday, and she was talking about everything going on in Turtle Bay and all these. And it's Turtle Bay is just such a wonderful part of our community.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a break here. Our guest today is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And they're talking about Camp Love a Pet. This is where they take – how many kids you got this time?
Normally it's 16 to 16, but this time it's 18 because we had a couple of kids we wanted to get in off the waiting list. We have 18 dogs and 18 kids.
18 dogs, 18 kids. And what these kids do for 2 weeks under supervision.
Oh, yeah.
They take these dogs and they teach them how to walk, how to sit, how to be – you know, walk on leashes, and to be very well handled and be very well mannered at the end of this. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, these are dogs that are ready to go into another house. Go to a home right then, because they've got all the basics, and plus a special trick. I believe that every one of the kids teaches their pet a special trick.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
We can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
It's time for Shasta Lake Floor's Midsummer Flooring Sale. Shasta County's premier hardwood sales and installation company is offering outstanding values right now on hardwood flooring of all types. Now through August 20th, Shasta Lake Floors will be discounting its entire hardwood selection. Also on sale is the new waterproof laminate, stocked exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. If you're looking for a high-quality carpet, Karastan Carpet is on sale too. And you can't get any higher quality than that. Free pad upgrades with all installed orders. Hundreds of carpet remnants to choose from and pallets of hardwood and laminate ready to be installed in your house right now. This sale includes special order items too. Come by Shasta Lake Floors today for the lowest prices and the best service in the North State. And yes, financing is available. Ask about our 4-year no-interest financing. The Midsummer Sale is on now at Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. Open Monday through Saturday.
Drive it at Reading Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Reading Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval of credit ends 9/8/15.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yes, resume.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 8:20 in the morning here, 82 degrees, going up to 105 today. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And if it's 105 today, you better call our friend Martin over to Lions Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergency service. Any make, any model of cooling device he can fix. Lions Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business right here in town. Been in here in town for over 20 years. Give him a call at 221-2642. We go to Martin and Alliance Heating and Air when we've got a problem. But we don't have problems because he takes care of our air conditioner, the vents, the all the ducts, and, of course, the filters, which have to be changed on a very regular basis now. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air, good people. Of course, I'm here with the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and we've been talking about Camp Love a Pet, but we've got a fundraiser coming up, and he imported a salsa dancer here, a Zumba aficionado, I know, master instructor, Jennifer Lozoya.
Hello.
Hop in there. Get a little bit closer there. Okay. There you go. Yeah. So, Zumba. Tell me what Zumba is.
Zumba. It is a Latin-inspired workout dance routine. If you've never taken it, Zumba classes, you have your instructor up front, and you follow them. We do various dancing from cumbia, reggaeton, salsa, hip-hop. It's a variety, and everybody can do it.
Everybody can do it. Okay, now you work out of the Anderson Family Fitness Center?
Yes, I do.
So how did you all get into this?
Well, I've been doing it over 7 years. It got brought to the States in 2001, and so we got introduced to it. I started it a little over 7 years ago as one of the third instructors to bring it to Northern California, and it just inspired a lot of people. Our classes are packed. People love it. So it's like I said, it is fun, and you get a workout in.
Does Mark Zumba?
He will be.
Oh, really? Because this is a way of raising money for Haven Humane. Is a Zumbash 2015 on August the 15th over at Wind River Consent and Event Center. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance at Anderson Family Fitness or Haven Humane. $20 at the door, and all proceeds go to Haven Humane. And we want to thank, of course, Jennifer, who's here, is telling us about it. Now, what's that going to look like that night?
It is going to be. There's going to be, obviously, dancing. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have raffle prizes, drinks. Vendors are coming to put up booths. So when you want to take a break, you can walk around and check out what they have. It is going to be a good time. If you don't want to dance, you can still come. We'll have tables, chairs out. You can sit down, grab a drink, and watch the show.
Let me ask this question one more time. So Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is it going to be like maybe a one-on-one so we can make sure that we can see how well he dances? Possibly. Yeah. I mean, I'd pay money to see that.
No, we're focusing on getting other people there right now.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that if, you know, you being the leader, like maybe you get all the volunteers and maybe a couple of the dogs out there doing a little Zumba.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to bring any dogs out there.
Okay. Maybe small chihuahuas.
Carl and I are good friends. Can you tell?
Yeah, I could tell.
He's really hooking
me up.
Well,
we're actually thinking about bringing the poster model to the event so people can meet and pet at the beginning. We were thinking about doing that.
I think it's a good idea.
And that's your dog, isn't
that
it?
That is my dog.
Yeah.
Oh, your poster model dog.
My poster model dog. Okay. He took over the model shoot.
Okay.
Yeah, it came out great. Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
Hey, this sounds like a good time. So people know, okay, so you get there at 6:30 and the whole thing is dancing. Is there going to be like, you know, appetizers, hors d'oeuvres, you know?
Well, they have their kiosk where you can get food, but they'll, like I said, there'll be drinks, water, the soda fountain will be open, tea. But we will have the first 30 minutes is going to be everybody just mingling, taking pictures, meeting the instructors, meeting Pacino, which is the poster model. We're also going to have raffle prizes, so people can purchase raffle tickets, which will go towards Haven Humane 100%, and we're going to have amazing prizes. We're going to have like a wine tour for Napa Valley that we got donated, so people can purchase those.
Now, what's that? You get down to Napa Valley, and then there's somebody that's going to take you through a lot of the vineyards?
Yes, Paradox Winery. They donated it, so they will be donating a tasting for four and cheese tasting, and it's all at their winery. So you get a tour of their facility.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what other kind of neat things can you get there?
You can also get, we're going to have, obviously, free membership giveaways. We're going to have nail salons that donated. We also will have Concepts has donated, hopefully, a car stereo or something like that. So there's going to be various prizes.
Something for all.
Oh, you name it. So we are working on it.
And Mark Story dancing.
And that, too. So.
Is it going to be like a special dance?
Right. So I want to thank Jennifer because actually Dolan, who is our dispatcher, and I think she does Zumba with
you,
right?
Yeah.
And so she came to me. It's got to be a year, at least a year ago. Mm-hmm. So this has been in the making for a while. And she said, hey, Jennifer really wants to do this for Haven. And I was like, really? And she goes, yeah. And so unfortunately, last year we just couldn't put it together because of some stuff with development and everything. But this year it came together. So Jennifer has done all this work on her own. Mm-hmm. We've helped out a little bit, but a very little bit. She's really done all this. She's gotten all the donations. She got the sponsorship. Mm-hmm. She set up Wind River. Mm-hmm. She's done all this. So I want to thank her big time for this because this is huge
You're really into So you really support Haven Humane.
I do.
This is really great what you did.
Yes, and I'm a huge pit bull lover, and I know they got a lot there that needs to be rescued. So
is your dog?
He's a pit bull.
He's a pit bull.
Yes, he is.
But he's a love.
Yes. Had him since he's a baby.
Okay. So, well, this is great. Yes. Okay. August 15th, we're going to talk about it many more times before that. Just head on down to Wind River. Mm-hmm. A great night of the Zumbaing. Mm-hmm. You get to, have a good time, meet other people that are in this. It's good exercise. Yes. And all the proceeds go to helping Haven Humane, plus great auctions and raffles, I guess.
Yes, not auctions.
It's not auctions, just raffles where you can buy tickets and put them in and for drawings.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
And you can get tickets. It's $15 ahead of time. You can get them at Anderson Family Fitness and at Haven Humane Society.
Yep.
Before it's $15 before, and it's $20 at the door.
Which,
so get your tickets early.
If you pre-buy, you get entered into the grand prize, which is going to be a $1,200 value. So you must pre-buy.
Pre-buy it now.
Pre-buy it now.
Is that going to be the prize? We don't know.
I do know what that prize is. It's a full gym package. So you're going to get a family membership for a year. Free personal training, free tanning, supplements, T-shirts, pretty much the whole gym package.
Free.
So you will win that package. It's over $1,200. You do not have to be present to win. So if you just want to help this fundraiser and donate money and purchase tickets, you will be entered.
Now, this is the second one of these you've done, right?
Yes.
So tell us about the one you did before, because that was a good deal as well.
Yes, that one was almost about 4 years ago at Wind River Casino. I did it for Shane's Way. So we had about 230 people attend that one. So I'm hoping for 300 plus attend this one. So, and it was a huge success. So we were able to donate a great amount of money to them.
That's awesome. So Jennifer, a big part of our community and helping out. Mm-hmm. So we really appreciate your support in Haven and supporting this community. It's amazing.
It really is. Thank you very much for doing this.
You're welcome.
I mean, that's really a nice thing to do. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. As soon as we get past our break here, that was just a great idea to do it. And plus the fact, are there going to be like little videos and stuff like for YouTube that you can put like Mark on?
Oh, yeah. I have actually a YouTube account.
Oh, you do?
I do. Lots of videos.
You know what?
I'm picturing Mark on August 16th,
August 15th is what, a Saturday or something like
Saturday
that?
Saturday evening.
Yeah, how about on the 17th? You come back here. And let's just discuss the dancing, our dancing,
I'm sure we can do that.
Dancing queen here. Okay, we'll be right back.
I I see the crystal raindrops fall and the beauty of...
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino August 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for Romance on the River as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. Jazz standards with great musicians like Pat Karch on piano, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my special guest Paul Sen on trumpet. Call for reservations at 243-3377. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 6th.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
National News with a Local View, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:32 in the morning, 82 degrees out there, going up to 105. This is a good time to go to Cypress Square Barbershop and get your hair cut today by DC Tim or Logan, the man in black. It's not only that you can get your beard trim, as Bob's getting ready to go down there and get it all.
I did. I already did.
Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
Well, you know, come to think of it, you did.
And he does the brows, you know, because you get the eyebrow thing going on as you.
You know, the part where he took the weed whacker out and got your chest hair.
Yeah.
That was the best part, you know. So,
it's a matter of, you know, when he does the shave on the back of
his
neck.
Isn't this great? I mean, isn't it a great barbershop? I mean, just absolutely fabulous barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a better-known business. Can't say enough about them. You know, just going down. If you haven't gotten your hair cut there, you need to. Just head on down. See what other things are going on right now. Some of the stuff in the chat room have been interesting. Descriptions of Zumba. We'll just take that off. And I have been... Sungo did not like that. So, Red, this is not true, what you wrote about Zazzercise. Okay. Mark Story is here with us today, CEO of Haven Humane. It's our monthly update. And we had Jennifer Lozoya was just here. You know what? She's doing that on her own.
Yeah,
that
she's amazing.
That is absolutely fabulous. We talked during the break. She said, where are you from, Jennifer? She said, I'm from here. She says, I've lived here my whole life. And she says, I like it here. She's got her degree. You know, I mean, she loves it here. I mean, this is her home. He says, I'm heading over to Bodega Bay to pick up the wine for the, you know, for the event and all that. But then we talked about the fire that's down in Napa Valley where people think. Linda got a phone call from one of her girlfriends from Palm Springs and said, gosh, I hope you guys are okay. Because they've heard about this huge fire in Northern California, not realizing that that they're talking Napa Valley, which is not really, to me, Northern California. Northern California starts around Sacramento, maybe even north of Sacramento, and that's us up here, the state of Ohio. But, you know, something that big. But everybody thinks that when they hear Northern California, it's us. I much rather, but I do enjoy the fact that people are concerned. You know, her girlfriends are concerned. Mark.
Yeah, so that was cool having Jennifer here.
Was.
You know what? That's the kind of people like that, that we have a lot of people like that in our community. That's what makes our community great, people like
it
that.
It is a great community. And you and I have both lived here in this one spot longer than any other place we've ever lived.
Yeah.
You've been in the Air Force for so long. I don't know about how you grew up if you moved around a lot.
Yeah, I lived in Fresno for quite some time, but I don't really count that. I mean, you know, as a kid, I moved around a little bit in Fresno, but...
Fresno doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't count
that. Doesn't count like living. I mean, you existed there.
Yeah.
But you live up here.
Yeah, I live up here.
Home,
this is home.
Homes for Dogs Project.
Yeah, this is another great project that somebody came to us for. So Coldwell Banker has partnered with Adopt-A-Pet, which is a major, they're kind of like Petfinder. Adopt-A-Pet has, you can go on Adopt-A-Pet and find adoptable animals all over the place. So they have partnered with Coldwell Banker in an effort to adopt out and find forever homes for 20,000 dogs this year. So this is a nationwide project. And so the local Coldwell Banker realtors have come to us and said, hey, how can we help? So I went and I talked to them, and we came up with some ideas, and they've been amazing. The Coldwell Banker guys and gals have been just fantastic for us. And we actually got some life-size cutouts of dogs for them, and so they've been putting some of them in some of their open houses and helping out. So this weekend, it's Saturday, we're going to have an adoption event. We're going to have some Coldwell Banker there, folks there that will be volunteering their time as well. And this will be Saturday from 11 to 5 at Haven. And dogs are going to be $50 to adopt. So we're going to discount, significantly discount the adoption fee to $50. And
$20,000?
$20,000, yeah.
$20,000, that's nationwide.
Yeah, they have a – if you haven't seen the commercial –
isn't it interesting how people will do something like this?
Well, I have a quote here from their CEO who said – let's see. The quote says, dogs have been and always will be such an integral part of our home, said Steve Kraft, owner and CEO of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties. From the moment they greet us at the front door, they are our constant companions. We are proud to be part of this outstanding event. And they really are, and they've really helped out a ton and asked us – how they can help out more. If you haven't seen their 30-second spot, it's a really great, heartwarming spot. I would suggest go to Google and just search for it, or go to YouTube and search for it. But it's basically just Coldwell Banker, and there's a 30-second spot about dogs waiting for their owners to come home, and then they come home.
It plays nationwide, huh?
It does, yeah. It's fantastic. So
they must be spending a lot of money on that.
So, yeah. But, you know, I think that they're, again, community. You know, they're trying to give back to the community. I think it's great. So they're going to be there Saturday, 11 to 5, $50 for dogs. And just because this is a dog adoption event, but I don't want the cats to be left out, I'm going to discount all the cats $50 that day as
well.
You got
a lot of cats now.
We do. We have a lot.
A lot of kitties. This is kitty time.
We do. We have a lot. So more news on that stuff later. But definitely this Saturday, come on out, 11 to 5 at Haven. We'll be having
that's this Saturday, August 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. The Morgan Adoption Center in conjunction with Adopt-A-Pet and Coldwell Banker. Yep. What a great idea.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So
now,
come on out for that.
Another big thing we always enjoy is the Second Tuesday Club.
Yeah, Second Tuesday Club in August is going to be at Lulu's, which is on Pine Street. It's going to be August 11th, and a portion of the proceeds go to help Haven and help us find forever homes for these animals. So come on out, have a good meal, spend some time with some friends, and you know, you're going to do that anyway, and the money's going to go help out these animals. So it's a great night. Again, community.
Well, Lulu's is a great place.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic food.
Yeah, you know what? They have a club sandwich here that's just outstanding, by the way.
Yeah, they have good food. Yeah. Really good food.
Volunteer orientation.
Again, Saturday. This Saturday, August 1st, 10 a.m.
This is a big day for you guys.
Yeah, we've actually got, you'll be hearing more about stuff we got going on, but we've got a couple of pretty busy weekends. We've got actually three busy weekends in a row coming up, and I'll tell you more about that next week. But we've got the big adoption event on August 1st, this Saturday. We've got volunteer orientation at Haven, August 1st, again, 10 a.m. at Haven. And then next Saturday, on the 8th, we've got camp graduation, which is another big day for us. So, and then the following weekend, we might have something going on, too, that I'll I might be talking to you about next week sometime. So,
oh, yeah.
So put a little plug in for that, a little cliffhanger. But, yeah, we're busy. We're really busy. We got a lot of animals. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got camp going on. We got kids all over campus. It's a lot of fun right now. It's hopping over at Haven, and we're having fun with it.
Haven is a part of our society here, our community, that sometimes people take it for granted and don't realize that all the things that have they're going on. I mean, this is multiple parts here. This is a complex operation moving through here. And, you know, we talk about raising money. There's a reason we have to raise money out there, and that's to be able to perform these services. And this is fire season, and you all go through a whole bunch of training for this. And your people are on alert to go out, for fires and how to go out. And plus you give out a lot of information how to get ready for a fire in your animals, especially big animals.
Yeah. You had John on the other day, didn't you, from the Grange? He was actually here for Pisano.
Right. And he's going to come back again and talk. When we have a whole time period there to talk about the
Grange.
Animal rescue.
Yeah.
Right.
So the Grange has given us a couple grants, which has helped us out immensely with just exactly what you're talking about. We've gotten some more supplies and equipment for disaster relief and evacuation. We've had quite a few people help us with that. Organizations help us get prepared for that because it is a big deal. And when it happens, we need to be as ready as we can be because it's basically controlled chaos is all it is. But because of all that help, we are more prepared. And mm-hmm. I think that because we're getting this message out there more, because we have flyers, because we talk about it, whenever we get a chance to educate, we're educating people on how to do it. I think people are more prepared, too, for their animals. And I think that there's more of an awareness. I know after the Clover Fire, which was pretty devastating, I think people kind of got the message and learned that, okay, I need to have a plan for my animals,
too. I need to actually have a trailer that I can put a large animal in to get them out of here.
Yeah, and beyond that, the first time you trailer an animal shouldn't be during an evacuation because it's going to be very difficult and it's going to be tough for us to do it if we can do it at all.
Heard a story of somebody racing down the road, at an unsafe speed to get to a place to pick up horses, and luckily was able to get in there and load the horses up. But she said, "I hope these horses load."
Yeah, it's. You need to have a plan ahead of time, and that's why we've gotten new equipment. We've got brochures to hand out that give you kind of checklists and helpful advice on how to get that done.
And other times, Haven Humane's gone in there and rescued a cat during a fire. This was several years ago.
Oh, we've done
that. You've done that. I mean, up in past Shingletown during a fire.
Yeah, we've rescued.
Because they could not get the cat out of the house, but then one of your people went in there and picked the cat up and brought it back.
Yeah,
that was a big rescue.
We've rescued a lot of animals during the evacuations, and that's what we're there for, to help out with the Sheriff's Department, which do a fantastic job of, with all these disasters. But we're glad to be there as part of the team and help out when we can.
Okay. Talking about a passport to adoption is just a... something that we can talk about at a later time.
Yes, we'll talk about that later.
Bark, Wine, and Brew, then.
Bark, Wine, and Brew, yeah. Bark, Wine, and Brew is shaping up to look like it's going to be the best one yet. I'm really excited. With Diane Herner on board, we are really excited about it. It's going to be October 3rd. Again, it's going to be Wind River Resort Casino Event Center. This will be the second year there. We're moving it up a little bit. It's going to be 5:30 instead of 6 o'clock. So we have a little bit more time to enjoy some of the wine and beer samples and some local samples before we sit down. We're going to have a sit-down dinner again.
Great, great event. If you have not been there, and most everybody has, it seems like, but you can be there. And how many? You're limited to how many?
Well, we're trying to get 350 this year, so we're upping it a little bit to 350 total, okay. And so tickets can be on sale
there,
quick.
Right, yeah. But you got to get these tickets quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because last time, I mean, literally, people were trying to get tickets in the last minute, and there were no right. tables left. You got some extra people in because of your own employees gave up their seats.
Right.
And we're having pizza up in the mezzanine.
Yeah, and we're going to avoid that this year. So get your tickets early. I believe tickets go on sale this week. You can call Haven Humane at 241-1653 to get more information on that.
That's
or 241-5262 to talk to development team.
I want to make sure we're running some spots for
yeah,
you.
We'll get
on
some
that.
Spots.
Good.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. The auction, already the auction's shaping up to be the best auction yet with the items that they're getting. So, and some of the ideas that Diane and Kara, who's also new, have brought to the table working with Virginia is fantastic. And so I think this is going to be our best year yet. And I think it's just going to get better from here. I think it's, every year is going to, you know, we're going to ramp it up a little
bit.
It
keeps going, getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, we've got a, we're going to be doing a video. It's going to be a fun video with the staff and stuff. I'm not going to tell too much about it because it's going to be a surprise that night. It's going to be debuting that night, but I can tell you that it's going to be well worth the visit to see that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So, and the whole night is about celebrating our successes as well as helping us for future successes. So
okay.
It'll be a lot of fun.
CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, is here with me. We're getting our monthly update of everything that's going on with Haven Humane. And when we come back from this break, I want to talk about heat and things like that. Just kind of remind people about that. And I know that we talk about it a lot, but we have to because we're still finding dogs and cats and people in these cars. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends Millie and Kathy from Classy Cafe. 2427 Athens, open for breakfast and lunch. Just outstanding food. It's like a mini museum when you walk in there, right, Bob?
Absolutely, and the best pancakes ever.
And, you know, big breakfasts, you know, big lunches. You get a hug when you walk in there. They do so much for our veterans, so much for our veterans down at Classy Cafe, 2427 Athens. You can give them a call, 244-4939, but it is the place to go for breakfast or lunch. We'll be right back. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
The sound of celebrations awaits you at Mosley Family Cellar Tasting Room. Local entrepreneurs Marty and Mimi Mosley choose only the best high-end grapes from California, brought to their winery for everything from the crush to the bottle, right here in Reading. Beautifully crafted wines which pair exceptionally with good friends and great food. Stop by the tasting room, 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the old KMS building, Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 5-ish, where you come as guests and leave as family.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Tuesday, July the 28th. It's 82 degrees out there. Bob, tell everybody what the weather's going to be for the next couple of days.
Hot and miserable.
High pushing up into the one teens. No relief in sight for several days. It'll cool all the way down into the 100 degree mark about the first of the week.
He starts it so positive, you know?
You know, that's him. Yeah. You know, you've heard of the glass half empty, glass half full kind of guy? Well,
there's the bottom of the glass is missing.
Yeah, but the bottom of the glass is missing with Bob.
It's going to be a dry heat, Bob. It won't be that bad.
Hey, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned, with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Hey, come on down to View 202 this weekend on Sunday. The restaurant on the river for Sunday brunch and join Linda with her jazz ensemble. Every Sunday from 11 to 2 is the brunch, and Linda will be singing from 11 to 1 there. And everybody has a great time. Come up on the veranda there. It may be a little bit warm, but it's in shade right there. Plus, they have the misters going, so it stays cool. Brand new menu, all types of Eggs Benedict. Bob, you were there last week.
Yes, and for those who have, don't take the word of people. Just right. Go try it out for yourself.
Right.
I personally found a excellent food at a pretty fair price, considering the venue.
Yep, very reasonable prices. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations, because they're usually sold out out there on the veranda. Of course, you can always eat inside, too, and listen to the music. Again, View 202, Sunday brunches. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. I told a story about an 18-month-old baby. Circuit court judge, baby or son, left in a car. And I have no idea how it happened. It was very brief on the, just the story of it. Y'all get a lot of phone calls.
Daily.
What happens then? Is you treat it like a big 911?
Yeah, so that's obviously a top priority emergency when we have a dog stuck in a car. So one of our officers responds, and then they'll assess the situation first, and then they'll try and find the owner depending on what the situation looks like. If the dog is in despair already, then they'll just go into action. And believe me, our officers will break a window if they have to, and they will get the dog out. So.
The dog's obviously in distress, and you break a window, take it out. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not all they do. It's just get it out of there.
No, once they get it out, if they're in distress, then they're going to take it straight to the vet.
Okay.
And get emergency care for the animal.
So emergency care could be an IV? It could be...
It just depends on the circumstances and what the vet wants to do.
Right.
But, yeah, it could be a whole gambit of things.
Who pays for that? The owner?
The owner's responsible for paying for that.
So not only do they get to replace the window... They get to pay for the vet bill, too.
Well, and there's a possibility that could be charged for animal cruelty as well.
There you go.
So, there's all kinds of reasons. But the real reason
is... But how do you prevent that?
Well, the real reason to prevent it is this. I mean, majority of the people that leave their dogs in the car do it innocently because they want to keep their dog with them because they love their dog. So they're part of the family. So, and I get that. But they just don't think about the fact that it's hot. And it gets hot in a car very quickly. In 10 minutes, it can be... 130 degrees in a car, depending on the outside temperature. So, you know, think about your dog before you leave, and don't bring your dog or your kid or your cat or your grandma or anybody and leave them in the car. It's just too stinking hot. So, inevitably, okay, yeah, I'm just going to run in and grab something. You're gonna run in and you don't find what you want. You got to ask for help, and then there's a line, and next thing you know, you're in there for 15 minutes. Well, 15 minutes could prove deadly to something in a car. So, don't. Do it.
Absolutely. If it's 105 out and you take, because you don't want to keep your car running, I'm going to roll down the windows.
Right.
10 minutes later,
exactly.
It's gone from 100 to 120 in there.
And when it's this hot out, you know, and your windows are cracked, and you know, you come out and you tell our officers, well, I left the windows down and they've got a little bowl of water. That doesn't cut it. I mean, it just doesn't cut it because that's not going to cool the car down. So, and that little bowl of water is not going to do enough for them. So just don't put them in the car. And if you see somebody that's got a dog in a car, absolutely call 241-2550. My animal control officers know, and they're going to respond.
Get your phones out. Put this on your phone. your cell phone, you know, for a speed dial, or just on there, it says animal emergency,
241-2550. And we have that round the clock, because it actually goes to an answering service after hours. I mean, after hours, it's usually not as big a deal because it cools down somewhat around here.
241-2550.
2550, yeah. And also, if you know, if you see an animal in a car and while you're waiting, because obviously our officers aren't going to be able to get there immediately, they're going to get there as soon as they possibly can. If you see them leave, call us back and say, hey, that car left.
Okay.
And so that we can get the officers, because there may be another car call across town that they need to get to for the same thing. So just let us know about that. But, yeah, and give us as much detail as you can, license plate, color, car, where it's parked, all that stuff.
Any reports about snakes?
No, I don't think we've had a whole lot of snake reports this year, actually.
Okay. Are you seeing them there?
Saw a rattler on our street the other night. Megan was about 2.5 feet long, and we annoyed him. And he, because when we drove by it, the vibration upset him, and he set up quite the ruckus with his rattles. And Mark,
I think they're probably out looking for water.
Mark, you can answer this. What have you heard about the vaccine to give you enough time to get the dog to the vet? There is a snake bite vaccine, I know, for dogs that buys you some time.
Yeah, they're kind of expensive, but they are out there, and a lot of people do it. I would recommend it if you're in a spot where you have a lot of snakes. If you live out in the country and you got a lot of snakes, I would definitely recommend getting the rattlesnake vaccine. It's been out for many years, but it does give you time to get the animal in, and it gives them a better chance of fighting it off. Because I have seen lots of snake bite dogs. And it's pretty brutal. I mean, it's really painful. I mean, majority of them do live, but it's costly. It takes quite a bit of time, and it takes them a while to heal up. Some of them, unfortunately, don't, depending on where they get bit and how much poison goes into them. But it's pretty bad. But, yeah, if you live out in the country and you've got a lot of snakes, I would recommend the rattlesnake vaccine, absolutely.
Okay, we got about 5 minutes left. What do you want people to remember today, besides all the things, besides the fact that you're going to be dancing Zumba here on August 1st?
Yeah, definitely that. Haven is really busy, so just to go over a couple quick things. August 1st, obviously we've got the Adopt a Pet and Coldwell Banker Adoption Day, so that's $50, 11 to 5. We've got our orientation on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Haven, so we need volunteers. And then we've got other stuff coming up that we'll be talking about in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, really, I want people involved. This is an amazing community. We can't get to a North State with no more homeless pets without community support. So, you know, if you're on social media, then help us network our animals. Go to our Facebook. We've got, we're coming up on 5,500 likes now, so we're really growing rapidly in that. And it's showing. It's helping us find forever homes. So help us on social media. You know, volunteer. If you can't volunteer, donate. You know, donation helps us immensely with the animals we can do. Sponsor an adoption, sponsor a pet. You know, that kind of stuff helps out immensely. And just, you know, be active and talk about Haven and help us get the message out there that we're trying to save lives. It's an uphill battle for us, but we fight it every single day, and, you know, we celebrate our successes.
And nothing would make you happier than be put out of a job.
Nothing would make me happier. This is the one job where I don't want job security, meaning that I would love to come in one morning. We just don't have enough strays to be able to keep the doors open.
Gee, we've only got two today. Gosh, you know. Yeah. All right, who's going to send them? Who's going to take them home tonight? And that's it.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. But I think we're quite a ways away from that.
Like peace during our time.
And spay, yeah, and spay and neuter. I can't hit that hard enough. Spay neuter, spay neuter, spay neuter. I believe we still have spay neuter slots. $20 for Chihuahuas for the month of August. So you can contact the clinic at 241-1658. They will be closed Friday, but they will be open today, tomorrow, and Thursday. $20, you have to come in and prepay, but you can get your Chihuahua altered for $20 thanks to a PetSmart Charities grant. And I think we still have a few slots available for that, but they're going pretty quick.
Right, so, Chihuahuas, okay. One of our people in our chat room said cats love to play with snakes too. So
yeah, cats do. I don't know
if there's any anti-venom for them.
Yeah, I don't know if that vaccine's good for cats too. You'd have to call the vet. No. I'm not sure about that, to be honest with you.
Never thought about that. I bet cats, because that's something moving on the ground that they can play with.
Most cats are smart enough to know it's a snake and get away from it, fortunately.
Unlike dogs?
Yeah, dogs just keep messing with the beast until they get bit, unfortunately.
Yeah. I haven't seen a skunk lately, but elk killer and the skunk would roll around every so often. Okay. Mark, thanks a lot for coming by.
Buddy. Thanks for having us.
I know
thanks
we're
going to be
seeing
part
you.
Of our team.
And hey, Camp Love a Pet, I bet it sounds like lots of fun.
It's a blast. I'm going to head out of here just in a minute and go back to camp and get to be a kid, I mean a counselor again for a few more hours, and then I get to put my CEO hat back on.
So you don't ever touch the dogs, though? I mean, you don't take one. It's just all the kids are that. You're just kind of helping, mentoring.
I know the counselors are pretty hands-on. Yeah, I'm actually a regular counselor during camp. So.
Okay, so but I meant is that though that kid
the kid's responsible for the dog, but we help out a lot, especially the first few days.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I imagine you have to. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll just take our clicker and we will turn ourselves off for the day. And we'll all sit here. Thanks a lot, everybody. We're gonna have we've talked about a lot of things tomorrow. I got some surprise guests for you, and should be quite interesting. And then Thursday we have Barry Tippin, REU. We're going to talk about this $26 million that we've got on our books and no electricity coming in. Why are we doing that? Why is there no electricity and yet we're paying $26 million? Let's ask Barry about that. No, I won't. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, don't leave anybody or anything in those cars today. It's going to be 105. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. New York prison worker Joyce Mitchell, facing up to 7 years in prison following her guilty plea to helping two killers escape from a maximum security prison in Dannemora last month. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says it's a plea deal.
She's getting the max on these charges, yes.
51-year-old Mitchell admits providing tools to the escapees. Authorities say she also agreed to be their getaway driver but backed out at the last minute. The Iran nuclear deal is facing stiff resistance in Congress. California Republican Congressman Ed Royce chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
This deal guts the sanctions web that is putting intense pressure on Iran. Virtually all economic, financial, and energy sanctions disappear.
Secretary of State Kerry defends the deal that he helped to negotiate.
When it comes to verification and monitoring, there is absolutely no sunset in this agreement.